see eye to eye. That's just a fact. If you want to see a good example of that, then come and spend some time at number 9 Churchill Way, and you will see some very good examples of not seeing eye to eye. But he talks to two ladies here in the church, Euodia and Syntyche. He says, I urge you to be of the same mind in the Lord. So what's the antidote to that? There seems to be a minor squabble. They're not really getting on all that well. What's the answer? What can we do? What can we suggest is the way forward? Well, I'd like to put it out there that Christian teamwork is a pretty good way forward. Lots of people turned up over last weekend and this weekend as well to clean some of the church and paint and do all those things. That's a pretty good example. Good example, Christian teamwork being here today. That's pretty good as well. He goes on to say, our Christian friends and fellow CTK members, Paul doesn't say that, I've just said that, by the way. But the same rules apply. Co-workers whose names are in the book of life. Now, I don't know about you, when I read that, that totally blows my mind. I'll read it again. Co-workers whose names are in the book of life. You see, there's a heavenly reality about church. There's a heavenly reality about church. That's how big news this is. A heavenly reality. We're called to replicate life in heaven, right? That's what the Lord's... Everybody knows the Lord's Prayer. That's what it says. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in... Excellent. It's a big deal. But how? How do we move this Christian teamwork on? Well, Paul suggests by obtaining deep joy. It's a theme within this letter occurring no fewer than 16 times. It's not a big letter. 16 times he talks about joy. Rejoicing in the Lord always, we've read this morning. Rejoicing in the Lord always. So important, Paul says it twice. How do you rejoice in the Lord always? By prayer and petition. By prayer and petition. We don't worship a distant God. We worship a God that we can be alongside. The Psalms show us we can cry out when things aren't going well. We get to petition God. He's present here. The third part of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, is here. He's the advocate. He is our lawyer. He is alongside us. We serve a God who wants to stay in touch. The result, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You see, this enables us to step away from what the world says our identity is. A new identity in Christ Jesus is ours for the taking. A peace that does not rely on our status, does not rely on what we own, does not rely on how many likes we get on Facebook. I'm not a Facebook person, but I do tweet. And I have to be honest, I've been stuck on 95 people following me for what seems like an age. Now, come on, I want to get to 100. But that's that. My identity is not in that stuff. It's not in our wealth or in our lack of wealth. It's in Christ Jesus. However, tell me how we do this, I hear you say, Patrick.
Tell me how we do this.
One more time. Pantomime.
Tell me how we do this.
I'm glad you asked that. So, can we have verse 8 up? Have we got verse 8? So, all as the church of Jesus Christ. Let's say this together. 1, 2, 3. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think of such things. Brilliant. So we're going to read that, and we're also going to make some fruit punch. So, I need a bunch of volunteers. Any young people want to come up? It involves making some fruit punch. Now, I know some of the parents are probably thinking, the curate's been to the garage and got some grotty bucket. Don't want my children drinking out of that. But I can tell there's two types of clean, right? There's general clean, and there's dental nurse clean. My wife's a dental nurse. This is dental nurse clean. You could literally eat your dinner out this bucket. Okay, guys, come and have a just a stand around here. Any more people? Okay, right. Can we have the first slide? Okay, so first of all, to make fruit punch, we need some ice. Hey, the ice of truth. So I need two people. I'll give you a clue. It's over near the door. So two people go over there and grab me the ice of truth. Brilliant. So I need that. And the next slide, please. Noble oranges. Can just one person, because it's only a small package. The noble oranges are over there somewhere. So if someone could go and get me the noble oranges. Next one. Righteous lemons. They're over the back there, just by that. If you go over near the door again. Next one. All ingredients are pure. Next one. Lovable limes. Okay, so let's get started. So we've got ice of truth. Ice of truth goes in. Noble oranges. Smell them. Nobody's allergic to citrus fruits. It's a bit late for that. Smell them. Okay, they go in there. Lovable limes. Lovable limes. They go in there. And righteous lemons. Could you pass me the righteous lemons up, please? That's lovely. Righteous lemons, they go in there. Okay, can we have the next one, please? Admirable OJ. That's over there somewhere, because someone could go and get that. Next one, mango excellence. So someone go over there. It's just over there. And the final one, I think, praiseworthy pineapple. Okay, so there's the orange juice is down there, actually. I've got it wrong. That's brilliant. No, that's great. That's great. That's great. Now, you didn't know Tesco's or supermarkets sold this stuff, did you? Praiseworthy pineapple. Okay, so let's get all these in. Okay. I think I could do, looking at this, could have done with more fluid, but never mind. There's a lot of ice and fruit. Oh, it's beginning to fill up now. Okay. And finally, Admirable OJ. We'll put that one in there as well. Oh, I forgot. The diocese gave me a grant for nice new shirts, and I didn't really want to get my shirt untidy, so I thought I'd just put this on just to... Now, this is the new clergy wear for everybody at CTK, and I've just asked the PCC to get a Vespa. It's money well spent, as far as I'm concerned. But... Okay, so, who wants to give a quick stir? Okay, let's pop it down here. Just talk amongst yourselves, man. Yeah? Give it a stir. Lovely. Right, that's looking good. Okay, right, can we have a round of applause for everybody? You can go back to your seats. Give it a little try, see what it's like. And we can have this after the service. That's quite nice. Okay. Okay, just to finish up then, we must think of all these things, things that are true, things that are noble, things that are right, things that are pure, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy, as we follow each other and lead each other by example. When we look for these things in our friends and fellow church members, we should also expect that they see these things in us as well. So the final message, perhaps, of this letter. First, Paul says to obey and imitate him, which on the face of it sounds crumbs. You know, that takes a lot of courage to say that, perhaps. But we heard it said a few weeks ago, everything that Paul had been through, shipwrecked and been in riots. So he's a good example to follow. The letter tells us to maintain unity. Stand firm in the Lord. And finally, if I just read this one verse from chapter 2 of the same letter. Then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Amen.